God damn it. You know, I get sports updates on my phone. I used to get sports updates on my phone when I did sports at the radio station, and I still get sports updates on my phone because I'm kind of, I love sports, and I'm kind of obsessed about it. I love the UFC. I love mixed martial arts. Basically, the UFC. It's the fucking major leagues, right? Ronda Rousey, I fucking hate, and I think she's an asshole, but she is incredible, or she was incredible. She was a complete fucking stud, super fucking dominant, unstoppable, kicked the shit out of every woman they put her in there with. Well, she lost her title to Holly Holm, and then she just got her ass kicked again over the weekend, or whenever the fuck it was. It was recent. And I just got a fucking update on my phone as I'm about to cut this particular podcast that says, like, was Ronda Rousey overhyped? Our experts debate. This is what fucking sports is now. I'm so fucking tired of this shit in fucking sports and other fucking media. Like, no, she wasn't overhyped. She was undefeated, and she beat the fuck out of everybody you put her in the fucking ring with. Do you understand? Jesus Christ. Fucking sports writers and opinion people, they're so fucking lazy. They're so fucking lazy. No, she wasn't overhyped. She was fucking undefeated for years. For fuck's sake. She was the champion for years. I get so goddamn tired of fucking assholes in the fucking media. Christ, I'm Chris Johnson. I haven't even fucking said that yet. My name is Chris Johnson. This is my podcast, and I'm fucking pissed, and I don't even remember what the fuck I was going to talk about, but I'm going to talk about this because it just popped up on my fucking phone, and it pisses me off. It pisses me off so goddamn much because sports writers and fucking writers in general are fat, lazy fucking assholes with ketchup stains on their shirts that don't fucking do anything, that have never done anything, that have nothing going for them, that all they fucking do is build somebody up. When Ronda Rousey was on top, nobody was saying, is she overhyped? When she was kicking the shit out of everybody in the fucking ring, nobody said that she was overhyped, but she loses twice in a row in devastating fashion, let's be sure. And everybody acts like, well, you know, she never really was that good. Fuck you, dude. You're not fucking that good. But nobody calls you out on it because you're a sports writer and nobody knows who the fuck you are. Nobody gives a shit who the fuck you are. You're a fucking zero. Everybody in the fucking media thinks they're important. And it just drives me fucking crazy. They think they're so important and they're so fucking smug. Just ask the fucking questions and don't be an asshole. Is that hard? Is that hard to do? Sports writers and writers, most of them, or I shouldn't say most of them, a lot of them, are ultra critical of athletes and sporting events. And we live in the fucking bullshit culture where if you don't win, you're a huge fucking loser, which is dumb as shit. And it doesn't make any fucking sense, but that's where it is. So sports writers write like that. Although they're not judged like that. They're not judged like that. If they were judged like that, they're all fucking losers. Then there'd be one good one, right? And they wouldn't have to listen to the fucking know-nothings in whatever fucking paper. I live in Buffalo and we have a newspaper in town called the Buffalo News. And they got a group of fucking sports writers that are just a goddamn disgrace. They're fucking terrible. They're fucking terrible. It's fucking embarrassing. I worked in the media for over 10 years. I did sports on the number one rated news show in my area for 9 fucking years. So I was in the fucking business. I understand how it works. I understand what you're looking for. I understand how interviews work. I wrote them. I understand how interviews work because I took part in them. I get it. So I'd like to think that at least I have a better idea than most of when you're just being a dumb fucking cock. And the writers, for the most part, in my town in Buffalo and nationally, are dumb fucking cocks. And guess what? Here's a fucking newsflash. They're all fucking dudes. Does that surprise you? Does that fucking surprise you? That these fucking assholes are men? Because it doesn't surprise me. Yeah, there are some women sports writers out there. There are some women in sports. There are some women play-by-play men. Play-by-play men. There are some women in play-by-play and commentary and shit like that. And they're good. For the most part. Very rarely, when I've watched one of these female commentators or listened to their opinion, have I thought, wow, they sound like a big fucking douchebag. Because they just shut the fuck up and do their job. I wish the men would. I wish the men would just shut the fuck up and do their job. They don't. It's fucking embarrassing, and I fucking hate it. And that's one of the reasons I'm glad I'm not in the fucking media anymore, because that shit pisses me off. You know why they do it? Because it's about them. It's not about the sport. It's not about Ronda Rousey. Like, I fucking hate Ronda Rousey, but I'm smart enough to admit that she was a fucking megastar and was unbelievable. And she was a fucking event. I watched. Ronda Rousey was on the screen. I was fucking watching. And it bugs the shit out of me. They gotta fucking listen to nonsense about how, well, maybe she was overhyped. Fuck you. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I fucking hate you. Sports writers, for the most part, you suck. I didn't even expect to talk about this. I sound like some asshole host that I used to work with. I didn't even expect to talk about this today. Every fucking show. Every fucking show is a surprise to him. I didn't expect to talk about this today. I didn't even plan on doing this. Yeah, bullshit. Fuck you. I'll catch you in a couple days. We update Sundays and Wednesdays. You can follow along at Podbean. That's the hub. Podbean is the host for the podcast, but I'm elsewhere too. Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Blueberry, but it's not spelled Blueberry, so good luck finding that. Acast, that's new, yeah. And the Twitter's still up and running at JohnsonHateYou.